Salve tutti. Evening all. Marcus Didius Falco's the name. Private informer. Investigator to you. All things legal considered, and the illegal just takes a little longer. I've been away from Rome for months on a secret mission to Germany. Vital business for the Emperor. Not that he'd paid me yet. But at last we were home. Though naturally, when Helena and I actually arrived in Rome, it was a dark and stormy night.
Are we there yet, Marcus? I can't see anything.
Not long now, sweetheart.
We were there, Fountain Court. Not much to write home about. Unfortunately, it was home.
Get back where you came from, you filthy foreigner!
Lovely. Now I really knew I was back.
What was that?
Just the usual friendly welcome. Come on, honeycake. Let's get you up these stairs.
Six flights of them. When we got to the top...
Ooh. Oh, I see the mice got in. Oh, and some birds.
I think they've had all sorts of lodgers, none of them paying rent. Oh,
well, the bedroom may not be so bad.
My Helena. She's a senator's daughter. She deserves better than this.
Come on, Marcus.
She deserves better than me.
It's been a long day.
But for some inexplicable reason, it was me she seemed to want.
I'm sure we'll be able to... Oh, great.
It had been a long day. And it was going to be a longer one. There was an enormous hole in the roof, just over the bed. Oh, well. Only one thing for it. Let's go round to Mother's. I'm one of a big family, five sisters and one brother, Festus, though he's dead. So you'd think he wouldn't trouble us anymore. You'd be wrong. My father, Geminus, ran off with a redhead when I was seven, so I never talk about him. Anyway, my mother was quite used to her children turning up at any hour of the day or night, demanding food and a bed.
You stay out here, love, while I explain the situation.
Don't be long.
I won't.
Ma! Ma, it's Marcus. I've just got back.
Here? Can I help you?
A complete stranger was sitting with his boots up on Ma's kitchen table.
Who the ages are you?
I could ask you the same thing.
I asked first, soldier.
He had the weather-beaten look of a desert campaigner. I had a nasty feeling I knew which desert.
You must be the brother.
He'd known Festus. That was bad news.
You were with Festus in Judea?
Yeah. Old army buddies.
Doesn't give you the right to park your filthy boots on my mother's kitchen table. Name? Legion?
Censorinus of the 15th.
Same as Festus.
Yeah, I told you. We were good mates.
Festus had a lot of mates, but you won't find him here, as I'm sure you know.
I do.
Well, then?
He said that any time I found myself in Rome...
You could stay at his mother's.
If I had a sesterce for every mate of Festus who turned up telling that story...
That's right.
How long have you been here?
A few weeks.
Months, more like. Rent-free, I suppose.
Well, Festus said...
Never mind what he said. I'm saying I want you out. I need that bed.
As soon as I find myself another billet.
Now.
What, on a night like this? An old army pal of your brother's?
Exactly. An old soldier like you can stand a bit of wet.
Hey!
Marcus! What do you think you're playing at? I found this child out in the rain.
I tried to explain.
Did you get that wine?
Got my mother running errands for you. I'll have that, Ma. We can toast my homecoming.
I see you've met our guest.
And his departure. He was just leaving. I told him we needed a bed.
Now, just a minute.
If he's your mother's guest...
Don't worry, dear. I warned him Marcus would have something to say about him staying here.
No, you didn't.
You called my mother a liar.
Though it was odd. If Ma didn't want him here... Why didn't she just tell him herself?
But you see our predicament.
Yes, tired, wet, cold, apartment wrecked by squatters, beds full of rubble and rain. Spare bed? Here. You out, me in.
You have to use language they can understand, soldiers.
Fine, mate, your brother turned out to be.
It is a terrible night, Marcus, if he was your brother's friend.
Big if.
Oh, I'm going. I know when I'm not wanted.
Really?
I'm sorry, but I can't have you here if it's going to upset my son.
Doesn't usually bother her. There was definitely something going on.
I'll get my gear in the morning. Stuff the lot of you.
Well, he was a charmer. Why on earth did you put up with him, Ma?
I had no choice. What,
did he threaten you?
Not exactly. I hope he won't bear a grudge against you.
Don't care if he does. Or should I care? Ma?
You're tired. It'll do in the morning.
I'd rather know now. What's Festus done this time?
How do you know it's anything to do with Festus?
It always is.
But he's dead.
We're still getting angry letters from his creditors.
You were always hard on Festus.
Only because nobody else was.
Censorinus is probably making a fuss about nothing.
But you wanted me to get rid of him.
He'd started asking awkward questions.
What kind of questions?
He said some soldiers in your brother's legion put money in a venture which Festus organised.
More fool them.
He'd come to Rome to collect the cash.
What cash? Festus left nothing. I should know. I was his heir.
There might have been some you didn't know about.
Do you think I didn't look? What was this venture?
A scheme to make a lot of money.
Oh, surprise, surprise. Which particular scheme of the many?
I'm not sure exactly.
She was. She just didn't want to tell me.
Censorinus might have been trying to con you.
It's your brother's reputation I'm worried about.
I knew where this was going.
Couldn't you look into it, Marcus?
I don't know. I've only just got back. I might be busy.
Too busy to clear your brother's name?
And there she had me.
All right. I think Censorinus was just spinning a yarn to get a bed, but if it'll make you happy...
Thank you, son.
I know you're doing the right thing.
I'll have a word with him in the morning. I'm not promising miracles.
It'll be a miracle if you find him.
Oh, that's easy. He'll be at Flora's.
How do you know that?
My superior powers of deduction. Plus, it's the nearest bar that rents out rooms.
So, the next morning, I left my mother regaling Helena with the latest family disaster and set off for Flora's. The beggar outside gave me a funny look, but then he always did. And the waiter pretended he remembered me.
The usual?
Why not? I'd been away so long, I'd forgotten what the usual was.
Here you are.
A strange coloured stew and a very small jug of wine, apparently.
That was quick.
Only the best for your family, sir. Anything for the brother of noble Festus.
Another of my brother's fans. Festus had spent a lot of time in Flora's, and he always had a friendly word with and left a generous tip for poor Epimandos. Rumour had it he was a runaway slave, not used to kindness.
Anything else I can do for you, sir?
You got a soldier staying upstairs, arrived last night. Censorinus.
We might have.
Epimandos looked scared, but then he always did. Still waiting for his master to catch up with him.
Tell him I'd like a word, would you?
He didn't seem in any hurry. I was on my second jug of wine before Censorinus turned up.
You want to talk to you?
I want to know why you've been slandering my brother. Are you going to explain, or shall I just thump you in the teeth?
I've come to claim a debt. I'll get it to.
Sounds like a threat.
The 15th doesn't need to make threats.
Not if your claim's legal. If something's bothering the Legion and it involves my brother, I'm prepared to listen.
You need to do something about it.
Then you need to be more specific.
Our argument was fascinating the whole bar, including the waiter and the cat. Epimandos was openly listening, the cat pretending to be licking a bread roll under the table.
Some of us lads who knew Festus chipped in with him for a certain venture.
Go on.
It's simple. We want the profits, or we want our money back, straight away.
I don't call that simple. Festus didn't leave any money. I should know. I'm his executor. And if this fabulous venture was legit, where's your documentation? I'd like to see a receipt.
I don't like your time.
I don't like yours.
I want our money.
Not without a better explanation. Dates, times, places, what sums were involved, what the scheme was. You've got to give me something.
Epimandos came nearer, pretending to be wiping the tables. The cat stayed where it was.
Get lost, garlic seed.
Epimandos got lost. The cat didn't.
Festus was running a ship.
I didn't like the sound of that.
Where from?
Caesarea.
And he cut some of you in?
We were a syndicate.
Big word. Shipping what?
Statues.
That figures.
Our father was in the fine art business, auctioneer.
Was the cargo from Judea?
No, Greece. Everyone wants Greek stuff.
So what happened? Why are you only calling in your debt now?
There's been a war on, or hadn't you heard?
We heard. It killed my brother.
He was a good lad. We trusted him to know what he was doing. Give us a good return.
And he would have. So either the ship sank and the statues are at the bottom of the sea.
Festus said it had sunk.
What do you expect me to do about that?
He said we wouldn't lose by it. He said he'd get us our money back.
That's impossible.
It's what he said.
I can't help you. Whatever plans he had for getting the money back, I don't know what they are.
He had a partner.
Well, it wasn't me.
That's what your mother said. So we reckoned it must have been your father.
They might have reckoned right. Festus and my father, Geminus, stayed close, thick as thieves.
I've had nothing to do with him for years, and I don't intend to start now. Go and see him yourself.
I have. Couldn't get anything out of him.
There's nothing else I can do for you. Festus is dead, we miss him, and you miss your money. But they're both long gone.
That's not good enough. We've got to have the money back.
Join the queue.
Why, you...
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Censorina's grabbed my tunic and hauled me from my seat. I flung my bowl in his face and then turned the table over. At this point, the cat left. And so the fight went on until, I'm pleased to say, I won.
Now get out. I better not see you again.
Or what?
Well, then you'll find out what trouble really is.
I spent the next couple of days catching up on Roman life, dodging my banker, going to the baths, trying to get the emperor to pay me what he owed me, dining with my prospective in-laws. Prospective was what they were likely to stay. In order to marry Helena, I had to find the 400,000 sesterces that would buy my way into the middle rank. And since in all my wanderings round Rome not one person had offered me any work, that was going to take me about 400 years. I was hoping Petronius, my old army mate, now a watch captain, might have some leads. So I was very pleased to see him when he ambled into Mars' kitchen later that evening. Little did I know.
Come here, you old reprobate.
Have you got a problem Marcus can help you with?
Oh, I don't know. Some tourist has just managed to get himself slashed to ribbons. Hmm. Never seen so much blood.
There you are, boys. Help yourselves. I'm going to bed.
I think I will, too.
You're usually such a nightbird.
She doesn't usually spend the day cleaning your apartment.
Oh, Helena, I told you not to.
I wanted to. Good night. Good night, dear Petra. It's good to see you.
Yeah, you too, lady.
Don't stay up all night drinking.
That was unusually tactful, wasn't it?
How do you mean?
It's a good job you don't work undercover. There's obviously something worrying you, so they left us alone so you can tell me all about it. Here. A drink up and get on with it.
Nothing to tell. Welcome home.
Thanks.
So when did you get back?
Day before yesterday.
Oh, I must have missed you. You been busy?
Nothing special. Are you looking for me?
Round and about.
Why, what's all this about, Petra?
Just wondered what you were up to this morning.
I'm not saying anything, even to you, until you tell me what this is about.
It would be better if you did.
I'll be the judge of that.
No, you won't. Marponius will.
Marponius? He really was a judge. Oh, Jupiter. This was serious.
I'm trying to help you. Tell me where you were this morning.
I was in bed.
With Helena?
No. She went out early with Mark. You heard, to clean the apartment. I was asleep here.
With no witnesses. Oh, Hades.
Well, where was I supposed to be?
The corpse I had of you this morning.
The tourist with all the blood?
A centurion called Censorinus. Found dead in his room at Flora's early this morning.
Oh, God.
Yes. And when I asked if he'd upset anyone recently, all the staff and most of the customers told me he'd had a blazing row with you.
He had. Even the cat knew that.